Pesachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Kol Hanechal B'Shor HaGodl. Anything that's eaten, the chalokim of the behemoth that's eaten B'Shor HaGodl. We have to define for ourselves what's Roy L'Achila, in the sense that a Korban Pesach, the members of the Korban Pesach, each one has to be monui to eat at least the kezayis of the Korban Pesach. Now let's say there's a shortage of sheep and you're mamish down to counting kezayisim. How do you make an estimate of what you can include, which chalokim of the seh? Not, you can't count the whole body value because it's atzomis. Atzomis are not roi l'achila. Gidna are not roi l'achila. So they're not bechlal, the mitzvahs, ho'achila. So the Mishnah over here gives criteria. Kol anecho b'shor ha'godl, any chelke ha'behema, which would be eaten, you're talking about a shor godl, they're definitely parts of such a strong behema, that are tough, that are not to be eaten. Whatever would be eaten in a shor ha'godl, ye'ochel b'gdi ha'rach. A rach certainly is softer. However, you have to upgrade, because what happens is the basa hardens after the shechita. So whatever would be roy to eat in a shor ha'godl will ultimately be considered b'shaso achilo roy la'achilo in the gdi ha'rach. The rosh ha'knofayim, there are parts of the animal that could be roi l'achila after much preparation. After you soak, the rosh knofayim is the top of the hooves, and haschusim are the ear lobes, the inside of the ears, and then there's certain bones in the chest. L'chayu, you should be able to soak them, and after a while, you'll be able to eat them. Now, the reason why you need a lot of soaking to make them roi lachil is because it's very tough in a shor godl. In a gdi rach, they're softer. Problem is that in a gdi rach, you can't soak them because you're roasting it. It has to be eaten b'tzliyah. So in the middle, the criteria will be whatever you'd be able to eat after a lot of extensive soaking preparation by a shor godl, that you'll be able to eat. These halakim you'll be able to eat also in a gdi rach. Now, this whole halak of what's basar and what's not basar, we explained it, Lagabi, being monui ala Pesach. The truth is that the Rambam explains the whole din of the Mishnah in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Lagabi Shvirus Atzamos, what's considered an etzem, what's not. Anything that's bosa, either you're allowed to cut open a piece of bosa, anything that's considered an etzem, the etzem lo sishbru boy. The Ravid Afanort, this is in the Rambam in Perek Yud, the Ravid Afanort says no. A third correct thing, we're trying to define over here the criteria of Bosser, and Atzomis Legabi Noiser. Atzomis don't have to be burnt, Bosser does have to be burnt. Vinishvi, the discussion according to all three possibilities is the same. Now the Mishnah says a different din. Hashoyver eso etzem, bepesach hatohor. We discussed before, there's a lava etzem loisishbru boy. Which Korban Pesach carries with the lava of Shvius Atzomis? Pesach hatohor, it has to be roi lachilo. The Pesach, which is roi lachilo, should not be eaten in the way with shviz atzomis. Hareza loika barm, it's a maisa averu, and avadi you get malchus. They give him asura, they say, don't break that bone. He breaks it, he gets malchus. Avo, hamoise batorah, the Torah says, loisisim menu ad boiker. But if you over on that and you leave over bosor, korban Pesach until the morning, there's no malchus. Vashayve betome, amoise betome, vashayve betome. Or he breaks out some stand out roi lachila. Ene loikas aboyim, there's no malchus. The reason why shayve betome, like we just said, is because the lava that's in loisishbu boy is only on dvorim haruim lachila. But the moise batohor, why tak is there no malchus? So the answer should be very clear. At kama that you leave it over till the morning, you're being over without a maise averu. You're just leaving it over. It's what we call a lav shem b'maisa. Not only that, but the Gemara at the beginning of Makkos learns out from here the klal of lav shem b'maisa. Problem is that's machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and according to the shita that holds that a lav shem b'maisa loiken alav, which is brought in many places in Shas, the other possibility in the Gemara is that the reason why there's no malchus is because since this lav carries with it the asay of loisesim menu ad boike v'hanoisim menu ba'esh tisroifu. This is the makor of the concept that's known as lav hanitik lase. The lav carries with it the nitik lase on after the zman or yisur. A lav hanitik lase and loikin a lav. Those are the two possibilities over there. We'll throw out an idea. When you talk about, let's say, chomets, you're talking about chomets that a person left over. Yid owns chomets.
So l'chayru, what does he have to do if he has chametz? In the middle of Yom Tov, if he does tshuva, let's say he knows he had chametz. He was given hasra, go burn your chametz. No, he didn't burn his chametz. He owned chametz, Rahman al-Islam, on Pesach. If it's shy to consider such a thought. So the Yid owns chametz, l'chayru was even alav. Why doesn't he get malchus? You could say alav shein b'maisa. What's the other possibility? The other possibility, which is l'chayru kimatik amarim b'furish in... Psachim Daf Tzadik Hei, the Gemara says over there that the lav of Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze is nitik to the Asef Tashbisu. Tashbisu Sam Batechim. It could be burnt. So over there also there won't be Malkus. The problem is that the Rambam says there is Malkus if you do a Maisa. The Rambam goes with the Tzad of Lav Shem Be Maisa. The Rambam says if somebody buys Chometz on Pesach, where he created the Bailus, it wasn't a passive I own, I didn't get rid of, a lav she'en b'maisa. I got it al yidei buying it. It's a lav she'yesh b'maisa, gets malchus. What happened to lav anitik plase? So on that, you look at Reb Chaim and Hilchas Chometzu Matzah, and the Mechaschin Chusa has read that we would have to explain, according to different shittas in the Gemara, that the tashbisu is not menatik, the lav of Bal Yimotze, but that's a lomdish discussion, ayin shom. Mishnah Yud Beis, Eivin she'yotze miktsosoy. We discussed before that Korban Pesach has to be eaten b'chomis Yerushalayim. If it's Yotzo, Leil Pesach, not only outside of the Chomis Yerushalayim, but it was Yotzo from the Mokim Ahachila, what's called the Mokim Chabura. The Torah says, Lo Yisaitzi min Abayis, min Abosah Chutzo. So Leil Pesach, by the Zman Achila, it can't be taken, every Pesach can be taken any place in Yerushalayim. But once you kaveh by the Zman Achila, the Mokim, of that chabur eating, they have to be sitting together. We'll learn Mitzvah Hashem more. And the bosor can't be taken outside. Lo yisoytzi min habayis min habosor chutzo. Eve sheyotze miktsosoy. It went a little bit out. So we said before that there's a pasuk, bosor basar d'trefel lo, is that bosor which is yotze mim chitzosoy. That's one of the pshatim in that pasuk. So l'chare, what one would have to do is one would have to chop off at the bone, that chelik of the bosom, because that becomes nifsel. Cut it. The problem is you can't cut a bone in the middle. You cut off all the meat till you get to the bone. The koilif, you have to scrape along the bone. You take off all the bosom that was not yotzo, and that you eat. You cut off that bosom. And the Achimagila Perek means until the end of that etzem, till you get to the joint of that etzem. You take that etzem, and the Gemara says, Yumashlich Achutza. Mashlich Achutza means you can throw out the bone. First, we're talking about a bone over here, an etzem, She'en Boimoyach. So there's no Bosor Noisa that you're accountable for that you have to burn. The bone itself doesn't have a din, not of Achila, and doesn't have a din of Noisa with a din of Sreifa. So the Bosor that was Yotzo, you have to get rid of. This way nobody eats from the Bosor that was on. The Chelik of the Bosor that was Yotzo, that's Ton Sreifa. Uba Mugdoshin, if we're talking about a regular Korban, so there's a din of Yotze. If it's Kachim Kadoshim, it was Yotzo from the Azor. If it was Kachim Kalim, and it was Yotzo from Chemis Yerushalayim. But over there, you're not bound by the problem of Etzim Lezishbu, boys. And Mela Koitzitz, you cut it bekufitz, you cut it with a sharp knife, with a big, thick knife that can go through atzomos. Shem b'mishum shuyas etzem, there's no problem with shuyas etzem. So you cut it off right over there, and you eat what's the etzem with the bosor that was stayed inside that you could eat, and the etzem with the bosor that was outside, the bosor you'll have to burn. The etzem you won't have to burn unless it's yesh b'mayach. Then you'll take out the mayach and you'll burn that. Mino agav v'lefnim, Kilifnim. Here we have a Hilchas Mechitza de Kalocha. It's really a halacha that belongs to the Shtigl and Mesechas Erevin. Agav Vilifnim, Shaila's over here when we're talking about something leaving a doorway, a mokim, or Chomis Yerushalayim. What about the doorway itself? So an agav means in a doorway where there's a door, where the door hits, where it fills the doorway. At that place, Be'etzim, the doorway is Kilifnim. What we're talking about over here is we're talking about the place when the door is closed, where it fills the doorpost, where it goes into the wall. There's always a little bit of the doorway sticking out after the door is closed. That chelik is mibachutz. The chelik where the door goes and bolts into the wall, where the, you know, you have the handle, goes into the side of the doorpost. The doorpost has a hole on the side. That point is kilifnim. The agav itself, means that the doorway itself, that mokoim has a din like the outside. So there's the outside, which is the doorway itself, is considered outside the mokoim. The doorway is really inviting people from outside in. So it has a din of outside. The place where the door fills it up, that now it's considered when the door is closed, mi bifnim, even though it's in the doorway, that's inside. And the place outside where the door closes in, the chelik of the doorpost, is certainly outside. Lemaisa, the Gemara has a whole discussion, as a famous sugya, about which chalokim of Yerushalayim, they were the gagin on top of the Beis HaMikdash, were they niskadish, bekedusha soazora. There's a whole discussion, whole chiburim have been written on this topic. And Lemaisa, one thing the Gemara does say is that Shari Yerushalayim, they were not mekadish the thickness of the doorways, and the agaf atzmoy dinu kelachutz, as I state. The Gemara has an interesting reason for it. The reason why they had in mind not to be Mekadosh is because the doorways of Yerushalayim, a Metzorah can't come into the Machne Yisrael. But so a Metzorah, if he was coming to bring his Karbonis and it wasn't the time yet, so let's say it started raining, so he wanted to huddle under the doorway for protection, so they weren't Mekadosh the doorway. This way Nebuch a Yid, even a Tzibroch and a Yid who was thrown out of Machne Yisrael, should have where to shelter himself. A similar idea is in the Share Ha'azora, where you have a Mechusa Kapora, you have a Mitzora, or another Mechusa Kapora, has to stick in Behoinos Yedehem. He can't walk down Zohar because it's a Tvul Yoim. He sticks in Behoinos Yodov into the doorway. L'chor, that's considered that B'as Mikdash. So this is a discussion at the beginning of Amos and other places in the Chas about Bias Miktas, Shmei Bia, not Shmei Bia. Is he Be'etzim being over on Chayvei Krisis by sticking his fingers in to the Azara? Or we say no, he's sticking his fingers into the doorway. The doorway is not Niskadish with Kedushas for Azara. So those Mekaymas, you could put on them the Dam Ha'oshom, but you're not violating with the Bias Miktas, the place of the Azor. Hachaloinois. Chaloinois take up space. You're talking about chaloinois in Chaymis Yerushalayim or Chaymis Azoro. Oive Chaym, the thickness of the wall themselves. Dinam Kilifnim. That has a din. That's considered Mukaf. That has a din. Also in Hilchus Haven, also. You would consider that inside the Mokoim. So really, in Hilchus Kedusha Samakoimis, you would consider that also inside the Mokoimis.